We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, let's do that, Ray. Kevin Dillon, friend of the show, executive director of the Connecticut Airport Authority. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good to be with you.
Are you like the Maytag repairman with nobody around? Because, I mean, I would think travel has virtually come to a standstill, correct?
It has. And I guess the good news about that is people are following the instructions on social distancing. But, yeah, we've been heavily impacted at the airport. Right now, on a daily basis, we're down about 90% versus typical activity that we've experienced this time of the year.
Have you been, Kevin, have you been, have flights been canceled, or are they just taking off with like 10 people on board?
It's kind of a mix and match. You know, airlines have been handling the cancellations day by day. We still do have a fair amount of flight activity that's occurring at the airport, but on any given day, the airlines make judgments about the load factors, and if they consolidate flights to a particular destination, that's what they're doing. But, you know, we are expecting, as we get further into this, to see more and more flight cancellations.
And I guess the best advice to people who are planning to travel is to check with your local with your airlines and see what, make sure that that flight is taken off and hasn't been consolidated with another flight, correct?
Absolutely. It's really just the airline can answer that question. The airport does not have that information on a day-to-day basis. You have to stay in touch with your carrier. We will be keeping the airport open, though, because we do have a fair amount of cargo that's coming and going from the airport. And naturally, we also have military operations at the airport. So we will keep Bradley open, but you do have to check with your carrier for passenger operations.
Yes, American, for example, was converting some of their passenger jets to freight jet, cargo jets. So anything to keep money coming in if you can.
Absolutely. I mean, the airlines are struggling at this point. I mean, it was good to see that the stimulus bill was passed, and it does provide a good amount of support for the airlines. So we're hoping that they can weather the storm here.
Kevin, if someone does have to fly, what changes will they see through security, as far as restaurants being open? Give us the lay of the land, please.
Well, first, at the security checkpoint, we're trying to make sure that people maintain a distance from one another. So we are working with the TSA on that. But once you do go through security, you'll see that most of our concessions have been closed. That's really due to the governor's order to eliminate sit-down restaurants. So what we have open right now are takeaway options. So there is still food in the terminal that you can take advantage of. Our retail stores are still open as well, although a number of them have been reduced to match the passenger demand. But people will see a clean terminal. We are putting an emphasis on sanitizing the terminal, particularly those high-touch areas, so that if you do have to come to Bradley Airport, you can be assured that we are following a very, very strict cleaning protocol.
So Phillips is not open, huh?
What was that, Ray? I'm sorry.
The seafood place, Phillips, are they closed?
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, Phillips, because it's a sit-down restaurant, is closed at this point.
One of my favorites, I got to tell you, Kev.
What about the boarding process, Kevin? Has that changed at all, the actual boarding process into the planes?
No, it's pretty much the same. Again, you know, airlines are working to try to maintain, you know, distance between passengers. But a lot of that comes down to passenger responsibility as well. But for the most part, the boarding process is the same.
In addition to the, you know, the problems that there are people now that don't have jobs at the moment, and, you know, they may come back, I hope so. But the point is, what does this do like to landing fees and stuff like that, revenues to the airport? Because when a plane lands, it's paying for the privilege of using the runway.
Absolutely. It's a big challenge for us at the airport. A lot of folks don't realize we take no state tax money to operate the airport. We live and die by our own revenues and expenses. So when you have a situation like this, we're not getting the landing fees, we're not getting the concession revenues, people aren't parking at the airport. Those parking revenues are important to us. And even rental car revenues in a situation like this. So it is a challenge for us at Bradley, but we've been good stewards, I believe, of the airport. We've built up some fairly healthy reserves that we believe will be able to carry us through. There's also part of the stimulus bill that was passed that does provide relief to airports. There was $10 billion provided for airports across the country, and we're hoping to benefit from that as well.
Talking to Kevin Dillon, the executive director of the Connecticut Airport Authority here on the WTIC Morning Show with Ray and Joe. Kevin, when you look, if you can, and this is difficult, but you're a guy who can do this. If you look into your crystal ball, when we get back to what we considered a normal lifestyle, will there be changes made in procedures there that you think will continue to be used even after the pandemic is over?
Yeah, I think certain things will change. We're learning a lot. You know, we've had to institute various quarantine procedures at the airport. We've learned from that, and that's now in our arsenal going forward. Certainly, you know, the cleaning protocols that we're talking about will most likely stay in place going forward. We've also learned that a good portion of our staff can telecommute. And, you know, whether or not we stick with that going forward, we'll be looking at those things as well. So I think we're like most businesses. We're learning quite a bit about how we can function during an event like this.
Kevin, some of the you were mentioning that most of the restaurants now, because most of them are sit down, that in fact they're not operating, or if they are, it's got to be all carry out. That's the way it has to go. What about the you were talking about the gift shops and stuff like that? Can you one thing you can do and that's handy about those is you can go buy a sandwich, you know, in the freezer in the refrigerator compartment. Are they going to be open? So if you know somebody doesn't pack a lunch, they'll be able to grab something.
They are. We are maintaining a number of those retail locations open. Naturally, we've closed some, but people will find adequate supplies at the airport.
All right. On an average day like today, Kevin, how many flights going in? How many flights going out?
We typically have about 100 operations per day. Right now, what we've been seeing, those number of operations have probably been cut somewhere from 30 to 40% at this point.
Wow. Okay. Boy, this is a difficult time. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the insight. We appreciate it. Stay safe. We'll check in with you as we continue to
good luck,
keep
Kevin.
People informed. Thank you.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
Keep them flying.
That you know, and the other thing is, you get to the gate, and normally you're stuffed into those seats like salmon, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I would think a lot of people are standing or, you know, there used to be people would sit on the floor to sit next to an outlet. I mean, Yikes. So much. Yeah. So much will have changed about. And as I said to Kevin, Ray, I think in not just the airport existence, but in all phases of life, the old normal won't be the old normal when we get done with this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.